Hello. Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling with Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey. Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. And what is your current official party registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent,
Democrat.
Or other?
Democrat.
Thank you, ma'am. House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 70-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
I oppose it, and I wish every damn Republican legislature would be hung until, by the neck until dead. You can quote me.
Do you understand? The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
Support.
And would you say somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly support.
Thank
Nobody's
you so
doing
much.
That.
Some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
No, that's fine. I support that.
And would you say somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
High. A little high.
Thank you. In terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government in Florida expends tax revenue in a wasteful manner or expends tax revenue in an efficient manner?
Oh, wasteful. Let's send some immigrants to Massachusetts and Connecticut. There's nothing more wasteful than that. Let's send the governor on a campaign tour. Nothing more wasteful than that. You know you're talking to a Democrat, right? I hope you're having fun at least.
Thank you so much. A shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose a state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment?
I would support it.
Thank you. The cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals?
I would support.
Thank you so much. Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
Yes, I support.
Thank you. Veterinary PAs are like physician's assistants trained to support veterinarians. Would you support or oppose a state law establishing the Veterinary Professional Associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis procedures, and treatments while under the supervision?
Yes.
Yeah, we're good. It's okay. Do you believe a state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis?
I do support that.
Thank you. How likely do you think you will be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper, would you be very likely, somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Somewhat unlikely.
Thank you so much. A recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Are they very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Somewhat important, but they're not taxed right. So, you know, I don't know what to say on that. Somewhat important.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town?
I think they should have the right.
Okay.
Short-term.
And do you feel... Okay, perfect. And do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
You know, it all depends on taxes. If you tax it like a hotel, I think that they should be. But if you don't tax it like a hotel and you just create nuisances in the neighborhoods, I'm not in favor.
I understand. Thank you so much.
I don't know how you're going to figure that out.
And do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
At least they should be consistent through a county. Nothing is consistent in this state now that Republicans run roughshod over everything. So I would like consistent regulations, yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. And do you know how to swim?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you think every child should or should not to learn to swim as a basic life skill?
You know, I have no idea what the rate of swimming pools is near grade schools.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it means building a 10 million new swimming pools, I'm going to say no.
Understand. And generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track or do you think they are on the wrong track?
I think the public schools... I think the public schools are under terrible threat from the charter schools, which I think is the terriblest, worst, awful, most horrendous idea I've ever heard. So I think public schools are underfunded. And it's hard to be on the right track when you have no money.
I understand. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. You
agree.
Strongly agree? Okay.
Strongly.
Would you say, okay, perfect. Next, I will read two statements about Florida's school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which comes closer to your opinion. The first one says, public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning. And the second one says, public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math.
I like the first one.
Thank you so much. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you? Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
Has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida?
Yes, many.
Thank you. Do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area?
No, I believe that.
Thank you. Do you feel that the local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing?
I agree.
Okay. And do you believe Florida's local governments should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning permits and density adjustment or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently develop affordable housing?
That's a tough one. I don't know. I think it needs to be up to a local vote, you know?
Okay. Hey, would you say not sure?
I'd say not sure.
Okay. In an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs aimed at the creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers, such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? Would you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your voting decision?
If they are in favor of boarding houses, I would be strongly opposed to them. If they're in favor of single-family homes built on a budget, on small lots, I would sing their praises.
Okay. Finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It would require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65 whose incomes are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements, with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to the other Medicaid beneficiaries. It will also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
I would vote yes.
Thank you so much. The last few questions for statistical purposes only, ma'am, but thank you so much for your time. What is your age?
67, but don't tell anybody.
Thank you so much. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say white, black, or African American? Thank you.
White.
Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
No.
Thank you. Do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school?
No.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you for your time and cooperation. I do appreciate your kindness helping with these questions, ma'am.
Okay, thanks. Merry Christmas.
Take care. You too. Happy Halloween.